Hope. That's why the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, that's been our experience. We have always been a hopeful people. That's why every time you sing Lift Every Voice and Sing, the Negro National Anthem, that line in the song that says that we had a hope when hope unborn had died.
Back when I had a little, I thought that I needed a lot. A little was overrated, but a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me, a million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned the lesson that it's all about your perceptions. Hey, are you a papa or a superstar? So you act, so you feel, so you are. It ain't about the size of your car, it's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that.
And yet, as black folk, we found a reason to believe, a reason to hope, to have faith that things were going to get better. That's always been our experience.
There's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Yeah, there's hope.
Harriet Tubman didn't go back 19 times. Because she was optimistic. she was the most wanted person, not woman, hear me, the most wanted person in America. And yet she went back 19 times, not because she was optimistic, but because she was hopeful. Dr. King didn't lead the movement, Tom, because he was ever optimistic. Go back in your mind now. What reason was there to believe when dogs are biting at your behind and water hoses are being put on you and your babies? And speaking of your babies, they're being bombed at the 16th Street Baptist Church and being lynched like Emmett Till. Ain't no reason as you look around to be optimistic. Black folk were hopeful even then. Rosa Parks didn't sit down on the bus because there was any sign anywhere that gave her reason to believe that she was going to be respected for doing what she did. She sat down not because she was optimistic, but because
there's hope. Every time I turn on the TV,
there's hope.
Somebody's acting crazy,
there's hope.
If you let it, it'll drive you crazy,
there's hope.
But I'm taking back my power today,
there's hope.
Gas prices, they just keep on rising,
there's hope.
The government, they keep on lying. Gotta keep on surviving, keep living our truth and do the best we can do, cause there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Yeah, yeah, there's hope. It doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Hey, yeah, yeah. Keep on stepping.
Let me segue from India RE right quick to R. Kelly. That's why the brother's got issues, we praying for him. But when you listen to his song, Step in the Name of Love,
mm-hmm.
What you hear R. Kelly saying at the end of that song, Tom, is if they ask you why we did it, tell them we did it for love.
Anybody ask why we're stepping, tell them that we did it for love.
You will never hear that song the same again. That's what R. Kelly's talking about. You talk about the history of black folk, not being optimistic, but being hopeful that we could arrive here one day and be talking about a covenant with black America. And so R. Kelly says, if they ask you why we did it, that's Harriet Tubman talking to you. That's Dr. King talking to you. If they ask you why we did it, tell them we did it for love. And so that's why we have to consider that the eyes of the future are looking back at us and praying for us to see beyond our own time. When it comes to actualizing this covenant, let it be said of us that after we've made some history, that what we did it for love. We did it not because we were optimistic, but because we were hopeful that we could create a better world.
We did it for love. 27:27 past the hour of the time. Join the morning show. Tavis is on vacation. And in place of Tavis, in for Tavis Smiley.
My congresswoman.
From Los Angeles, California, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
I'm doing much better, Congresswoman. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and I really appreciate the inspirational message of Tavis Smiley and the theme of hopefulness and doing it for love. That was beautiful.